Penguin Random House Audio presents Capitalism in America, A History, by Alan Greenspan and Adrian Wooldridge. Read for you by Ray Porter. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes a bonus PDF of charts, which can be viewed on any PC or Mac computer. Greenspan, for my beloved Andrea. Wooldridge, for my American-born daughters, Ella and Dora. Introduction. Let's start this history with a flight of fancy. Imagine that a version of the World Economic Forum was held in Davos in 1620. The great and the good from across the world are assembled in the Alpine Village. Chinese scholars in their silk robes, British adventurers in their doublets and jerkins, Turkish civil servants in their turbans and caftans, all edge along the icy paths, frequently tumbling over, or gather in the inns and restaurants, animated by alcohol. The subject of the conference is an explosive one. Who will dominate the world in the coming centuries? Everyone wants to make the case for their corner of the planet. You rush from panel discussion to panel discussion, and then stumble from after-party to after-party to absorb the Davos wisdom. The Chinese have a compelling argument. Peking has a population of more than 1 million at a time when the biggest European cities, London, Paris, Nice, have no more than 300,000. The Imperial Civil Service is selected from an immense country on the basis of the world's most demanding examinations.